The Arabian Nights, the 258th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that King Badr suddenly saw an old man, a fava bean seller, sitting in his shop. He greeted him, and the old man returned the greeting, and seeing his handsome face, asked him, 'Young man, where do you come from, and who brought you to this city?' King Badr told him the whole story, and the old man was very much amazed and asked him, 'My son, did you see anyone on the way?' King Badr replied, 'Father, no, by God I did not. Indeed, I was amazed to see the city without inhabitants.' The old man said, 'Son, come up into the shop, lest you perish.' King Badr went up into the shop, and sat at the upper end, and the old man rose and brought him some food, saying, 'Son, stay inside the shop and eat. Glory be to him who has saved you from that she-devil.' King Badr was frightened, but he ate his fill and washed his hands. Then he turned to the old man and asked, 'My lord, what is the meaning of your words? You have made me afraid of this city and its people.' The old man replied, 'Son, you should know that this city is called the City of the Magicians, and its queen is an enchantress who is as enchanting as the moon. All the beasts you saw were once men like you and me, but are now enchanted. For whenever a young man like you enters the city, that blasphemous witch seizes him and enjoys him for 40 days and—' But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 259th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the old man said, 'Then she cast a spell on him and turns him into a mule or an ass or one of the other beasts you saw. When any of the inhabitants of the city, who are sorcerers like her, wishes to go on an errand, he rides one of those beasts, who kicked you out of pity for you, to prevent you from climbing to the shore, lest she should cast a spell on you as she has done to them. For there is none who equals this cursed queen in the power of her magic. Her name is Lab, which means the sun." When King Badr heard what the old man said, he was terrified and shook like a thunderbolt, saying to himself, "Hardly did I believe that I had been delivered from sorcery, when God cast me into the den of the worst sorcerers." Then he pondered what to do. When the old man saw him trembling with fear, he said to him, "Son, go and sit at the door of the shop, and see how many inhabitants there are in this city. Do not be afraid, for the queen and all the inhabitants respect me, and like me, and will not cause me any trouble." When King Badr heard what the old man said, he went and sat at the door of the shop to look at the people. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 260th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that when King Badr sat at the door of the shop to look at the people, he saw numberless people pass by. When they saw him, they marveled at his beauty, and coming up to the old man asked, 'Sheikh, is this your most recent captive, and pray?' He replied, 'No, by God, he is my brother's son, who lives far from here. And when I heard that his father was dead, I sent for him, so that I might see him and allay my grief. They said to him, "He is a handsome young man, but we fear for him from Queen Lab, lest she should turn against you and take him from you, for she loves handsome young men." The old man replied, "The queen will not cross me in anything, for she respects me and likes me, and when she hears that he is my nephew, she will not bother him, trouble him, or molest him." Then King Buddha lived with the old man for a full month, eating and drinking, and the old man loved him exceedingly. One day, as King Buddha sat at the door of the shop as usual, there appeared 1,000 officers riding Arabian horses with gilded saddles, dressed in all kinds of uniforms, girded with jeweled girdles, and holding drawn swords. When they passed by the shop, they saluted the old man, and he returned their salute. Then they were followed by 1,000 Mamluks dressed in the uniforms of attendants, and holding drawn gilded swords. And when they passed by the old man, they saluted him, and he returned their salute. Then they were followed by 1,000 girls like moons, dressed in silk and satin robes, embroidered with gold and armed with shields and spears. In their midst rode the queen on an Arabian horse with a saddle of gold set with rubies and all kinds of jewels. The girls halted before the old man and saluted him, and he returned their salute. Then the queen came up to him and saluted him, and he rose and kissed the ground before her. Then she looked at him and said, "O Abu Abd Allah, is this handsome, charming, and graceful young man your captive? And when did you catch him?" The old man replied, "No, by God. O queen, he is my brother's son, who had been long absent. When I could no longer live without seeing him, I brought him here to satisfy my longing and dispel my loneliness, for I love him very much. Besides, I am an old man and his father is dead, and if he stays with me, he will help me during my lifetime and inherit my estate after my death." The queen replied, but morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 261st night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the queen said to the old man, 'Father, will you give him to me as a gift, for I love him. By the fire and the light, by the hot wind and the cool shade, I will make him my lot in life. Do not fear for him, for I may harm everyone on the face of the earth, but I will not harm him. For you know the mutual esteem you and I hold for each other.'" The old man replied, "Oh, my queen, I can neither give him to you as a gift, nor surrender him to you." She said, "By the fire and the light, by the hot wind and the cool shade, and by my faith, I will not leave without him. I will not betray him or enchant him, and I will do only what will please him." The old man, who did not dare cross her, fearing for himself and for King Buddha, secured an oath from her that she would not harm the young man, and that she would return him as she received him. Then he said to her, "When you return from the square tomorrow, I will give him to you." She thanked him and returned to her palace. The old man turned to King Buddha and said, "This is the woman I had feared and worried about. But she swore by her maiden faith that she would not harm you or enchant you, and were it not that she respected me and liked me, she would have taken you by force, for it is the custom of this blasphemous witch and queen to do with strangers what I have already told you. May God shame her, and curse her, and her great malice, wickedness, and depravity." When King Bada heard what the old man said, he replied, "My lord, by God, I am terrified of her, for I tasted enchantment for an entire month, when Princess Jauhara, the daughter of King Al-Shamandal, cast a spell over me and made me a lesson to others, until the wife of one of the kings delivered me from the spell. I have tasted the most bitter torments, and I know how the enchanted suffers." And he wept. The old man felt sorry for him and said to him, "Do not be afraid, or she may hurt even her relatives, but she will not dare hurt me." But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 262nd night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the old man said to King Badr, 'She may hurt even her relatives, but she will not dare hurt me. Have you not seen how her troops and retinue stood at my shop and saluted me? By God, son, this infidel refuses to salute even kings, yet whenever she passes by my shop, she stops to salute me and speak with me, as you have seen and heard.'" They slept that night, and when it was morning, Queen Lab came with her girls, Mamluks, and attendants, who were armed with swords and spears, stopped at the door of the shop and saluted the old man. He rose and kissed the ground before her, returning the salute. Then she said to him, "Father, fulfill your pledge and do at once what you have promised me." The old man replied, "Swear to me again that you will never harm him, enchant him, or do to him anything he abhors." She swore again by her faith and unveiled a face like the moon, saying, "Father, how you procrastinate in giving me your handsome nephew. Am I not more beautiful than he?" When King Bada saw her beauty, he was bewitched and said to himself, "By God, she is more beautiful than Jauhara. If she marries me, I will leave my kingdom and stay with her without returning to my mother. If not, I will at least enjoy her in bed for 40 days and nights. And I do not care if she enchants me or kills me afterward. By God, a single night with her is worth a lifetime." Then the old man took King Bada by the hand, saying to her, "Receive from me my nephew Bada, and return him to me as you receive him. Do not harm him or take him away from me." She swore for the third time that she would not harm him or enchant him. Then she ordered for Bada a handsome saddled horse, bedecked with gold trappings, and gave the old man 1,000 dinars. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 263rd night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the queen gave the old fava bean seller 1,000 dinars, and saying, 'May God give you more,' took King Bada and departed. He rode beside her, looking like the moon, and whenever the people looked at him and at his beauty, they felt sorry for him, saying, 'By God, such a handsome young man does not deserve to be enchanted by that cursed witch,' while he rode silently, having committed himself to the Almighty God. They rode on to the palace, And when they reached the gate, the princes and nobles and servants dismounted and stood in attendance, while she and King Bada dismounted and sat on the throne. Then she dismissed all the princes and chamberlains and notables, and they kissed the ground before her and departed. And then she took King Bada by the hand, and with her maids and male servants went into the palace. It was like a palace in paradise, with walls adorned with gold, with storerooms full of clothes and vessels, and with a beautiful garden in the middle with a large pond and birds singing in all kinds of voices and tongues. When King Bada saw this opulent palace, he said to himself, "Glory be to God, who in his generosity and clemency blesses those who worship other than himself." Then King Lab sat at a window overlooking the garden, on a couch of ivory with high cushions, and seating King Bada beside her, embraced him and kissed him. Then she called for food, and the maids brought a table of red gold set with jewels and pearls, and spread with all kinds of food and sweets. And the queen and King Bada ate until they were satisfied and washed their hands. Then the maids brought the wine service, vessels of gold and silver and crystal, as well as dishes full of dried fruits and nuts and flowers and perfumes. Then, at her order, they ushered in 10 girls like moons with all kinds of musical instruments in their hands. Then the queen filled a cup and drank it off and filled another. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 264th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the queen gave the cup to King Bada, who took it and drank it off. And they continued to drink until they began to get drunk. Then she ordered the girls to sing. And they sang all kinds of songs, until King Bada imagined that the palace danced with him in delight. And he became light-headed and happy, and forgot his separation from home, saying to himself, 'By God, this queen is young and beautiful, and I will never leave her, for her kingdom is vaster than mine, and she's fairer than Princess Chauhara.' He continued to drink till nightfall, when they lighted the candles and burned the incense, until the banquet was as joyous as the one of which the poet said, 'Oh, what a day we spent under the trees, enjoying every pleasure and delight. The shining rivulet, the myrtle blue, the starry narcissus and roses bright, the glittering wine and the brimming cup, and crackling incense rising in the light.'" Queen Lab and King Bada continued to drink while the singers sang until most of the night was gone and the queen was completely drunk. Then she dismissed the singing women and, lying in her bed, ordered King Bada to lie beside her. Then the maids took off all the clothes they had made him wear, except for a gold-embroidered shirt like the one Queen Lab was left with. And the two spent the happiest of nights till the morning. Then Queen Lab rose and took King Bada to the bath inside the palace, and they washed themselves, and when they came out, the maids dressed them and brought them cups of wine which they drank. Then she took King Bada by the hand, and with her maids, but morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 265th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the queen took King Bada by the hand, and with her maids came out of the bath and went to the banquet room, where they sat and rested for a while. Then the maids removed the table and set the wine service and fruits and nuts and flowers before them, and they drank, while the singing women sang all kinds of melodies and songs till nightfall. They continued to live like this, eating and drinking and kissing and playing, for 40 days. Then Queen Lab asked King Bada, "Which is more enjoyable, this place or the shop of your uncle, the fava bean seller?" He replied, "O Queen, by God, this place is more enjoyable, for my uncle is a poor man." She laughed at his reply, and the two spent the happiest of nights in bed. But when he awoke in the morning, he did not find her beside him, and asked himself, where could she have gone? He felt lonely without her, and when he waited for her and she did not return, he arose from bed and, putting on his clothes, searched for her. And when he did not find her, he said to himself, "She may be in the garden." He went into the garden and came to a running stream, beside which he saw a blackbird next to a white she-bird under a large tree full of birds of various colours. He stood and watched the birds, without being seen by them, and saw the blackbird leap and mount the white she-bird 3 times. Soon the she-bird turned into a woman, and when he looked at her closely, he saw that she was none other than Queen Lab, and he realized that the black bird was an enchanted man whom she loved, and that she had turned into a she-bird so that the man could make love to her. King Bada was seized with jealousy, and he was resentful and angry with Queen Lab because of the black bird. He returned and lay down on the bed, and a little later she came to him and kissed him and joked with him. But when his anger mounted, and he did not speak a single word to her, she guessed what was troubling him, and was certain that he had seen the bird mount her. But she kept it to herself and said nothing. When it was broad daylight, he said to her, "O Queen, I wish you to give me leave to go to my uncle's shop, for I have not laid eyes on him for 40 days, and I long to see him." She replied, "O Bada, go, but do not stay long, for I cannot bear to be without you or wait a single hour." He replied, "I hear and obey," and mounting his horse, rode to the old man's shop. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 266th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that King Bada rode to the shop of the old fava bean seller, who ran to greet him, welcomed him, and embraced him. Then he asked, 'How have you fared with that infidel?' King Bada replied, 'I was well, healthy, and happy till last night, when I awoke and did not see her by my side. When I arose and did not find her, I put on my clothes and searched for her until I went into the garden.' Then he told him the story and how he had seen the black bird mount her. When the old man heard this, he said, 'The cursed woman has started to play games. You should be aware of her, and should know that the birds on the tree were all young strangers whom she loved, enjoyed, then turned into birds. The black bird was one of her mamluks, with whom she was madly in love. But when he cast his eye on one of her women, she cast a spell over him and turned him into a bird. Whenever she lusts for him, she turns herself into a she-bird and lets him mount her, for she still loves him. Now that she knows that you have found out, she will no longer be good to you. But fear nothing, since I will protect you, for there is none better skilled in magic than I, although I do not use it except when I have to. I have delivered many men from her hands, for she has no power over me, and she fears me, as do the inhabitants of this city, who are fire worshippers like her. Come back to me tomorrow, and tell me what she does to you, for tonight she will prepare to destroy you. Dissemble with her till tomorrow, then come back, and I will tell you what to do. King Bada bade the old man farewell, and returned to the queen. He found her sitting and waiting for him, and when she saw him, she rose to greet him and welcome him. Then the maids set food before them, and they ate and washed their hands. Then they brought them wine, and she drank and plied him with wine until by midnight he was drunk and unconscious. When she saw him in this condition, she said to him, "I conjure you by God and by the God you worship. If I ask you a question, will you answer me truthfully?" He, being unconscious and not knowing what he was saying, replied, "Yes." She said, "O my lord and my darling, when you looked and did not find me, did you not search for me until you found me in the garden in the form of a white she-bird, and saw a black bird mount me, then saw me turn back into my human form?" He replied, "Yes." She said, "That blackbird was one of my officers whom I loved. But one day he cast his eye on one of my women, and I became jealous and turned him into a bird and killed the woman. But I can't bear to be without him, and whenever I desire him I turn myself into a she-bird and let him possess me as you have seen. It is because of this that you are jealous and angry at me. Yet by the fire of the night you love me, and I love you more than ever." But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 267th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the queen said to King Bada, 'You love me and I love you, for you are my lot in life.'" When he heard this, he, being drunk, replied, "Yes, this is how I felt." Then she embraced him and kissed him and, pretending to love him, lay down to sleep, and he lay beside her. In the middle of the night, she rose from bed while Bada lay awake, pretending to be asleep, and watched with one eye to see what she was doing. She took red sand from a bag and spread it on the floor of the room, and it became a running stream. Then she took out a handful of barley and strewed it in the soil on the bank of the stream and watered it with the water from the stream, and it turned into ears of barley. Then she reaped the barley and ground it into meal. Then she laid the meal aside, and returning to bed, slept beside King Bada till morning. When it was morning, King Bada rose and, as soon as he washed his face, asked her leave to visit the old man. She gave him leave, and he went to the old man and told him what he had seen. When the old man heard what he said, he laughed and said, "By God, this infidel is plotting mischief against you, but do not mind her." Then he gave him a half pound of barley meal and said, "Take this with you, and when you arrive and she sees it, she will ask you, 'What will he do with this?' Say to her, 'An extra blessing is a blessing,' and eat some of it. Then she will bring you her own meal and say to you, 'Eat some of this.' But pretend to be eating of hers, and eat of this instead. Beware, For if you eat as much as a dirham's weight, or even a grain of hers, her spell will have power over you. And knowing that you have eaten of her meal, she will cast her spell over you, bid you leave your human form, and turn you into any other form she pleases. But if you do not eat of it, you need not worry about her, for her magic will have no power over you, and will fail to work on you. She will be abashed, and tell you that she was teasing you, and will make a show of affection and love. But all this will be nothing but abomination. Then make a show of love, and say to her, O my lady, and my darling, taste of my barley meal. If she tastes even one grain of it, take water in your hand, throw it in her face, and bid her leave her form and turn into any form you please. Then leave her and come to me, and I will take care of you. Then King Bada bade the old man farewell, and returning to the palace, went in to the queen. When she saw him, she said, Welcome! And she rose and kissed him, saying, Oh, my lord, you have tarried too long from me. He replied, I've been with my uncle, who gave me some of this barley meal to eat. She replied, We have better than this. Then she put his meal in one dish, and hers in another, and said to him, Eat of this, for it is better than yours. He pretended to eat of it, and when she thought that he had done so, she took water in her hand and sprinkled him with it, saying, Leave this form, you vile good-for-nothing, and turn into a mean, barren, ugly, lame mule. But he did not change. And when she saw that he did not change, she went up to him and kissed him, saying, Oh, my beloved, I was teasing you to see what you would say. He replied, My lady, as long as you love me, nothing will change me toward you. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 268th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, I heard, O happy king, that King Bada said to the queen, As long as you love me, nothing will change me toward you, for I love you even more than you love me. Eat of my barley meal. She took a mouthful and ate it, and no sooner had it settled in her stomach than she began to convulse. Then King Bada took water in his hand and threw it in her face, saying, Leave this form and turn into a dappled she-mule. And she became at once a dappled she-mule. When she saw herself in this condition, the tears rolled down her face, and she began to rub her cheeks against his feet. He tried to bridle her, but she would not let him. So he left her and went to the old man and told him what had happened. And the old man took out a bridle, saying, Bridle her with this, for when she sees it, she will submit and let you bridle her. King Bada took the bridle and returned to the queen. And when she saw him, she came up to him, and he set the bit in her mouth. And mounting her, he rode from the palace to the old man's shop. When the old man saw her, he said to her, May God shame you, O cursed woman. Do you see what he has done to you? Then he said to King Bada, My son, it is time for you to leave this city. Ride her and go wherever you like, but beware of relinquishing the bridle to anyone. King Bada thanked him and bade him farewell. Then he rode on for 3 days until he came near a city, where he met an attractive, grey-headed old man who asked him, Son, Where are you coming from? King Bada replied, From the city of the magicians. The old man replied, You are my guest. But while they were conversing, up came an old woman who, when she looked at the she-mule, began to cry, saying,
This she-mule resembles my son's she-mule, which is dead, and my heart aches for her. Oh, young man, for God's sake, sell her to me.
King Bada replied, Mother, by God, I cannot sell her. She said,
For God's sake, do not refuse me, for my son will surely die if I do not buy him this she-mule.
And she pressed him until he said to her, I will not sell her for less than 1,000 dinars. She said to him,
Say to me, she is sold to you for 1,000 dinars.
King Bada, saying to himself, Where could this old woman get 1,000 dinars? I will say that the she-mule is sold to her and see where she will get the money, replied,
She is sold to you.
When she heard his words, she took out from her pocket 1,000 dinars, and when he saw the money, he said to her, Mother, I was joking with you, for I cannot sell her. But the old man looked at him and said,
Son, you should know that none lies in this city, for whoever lies is put to death.
King Bada dismounted from the she-mule, but mourning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. Then Dinarzad said to her sister, O sister, what a strange and entertaining story. Shahrazad replied, What is this, compared with what I shall tell you tomorrow night, if I stay alive? The 269th Night. The following night, Shahrazad said, I heard, O happy king, that King Bada dismounted from the she-mule and delivered her to the old woman, who, as soon as she received her, removed the bit from her mouth, took water in her hand, and sprinkled her with it, saying,
O my daughter, leave this form and return to your human form.
The queen was at once restored to her original form, and the two women embraced and kissed each other. Then King Bada realized that the old woman was Queen Lav's mother, and that he had been tricked, and he wanted to flee, but there was nowhere to go. Then the old woman gave a loud whistle, and there appeared before her a demon as huge as a mountain. She mounted on his back and placed her daughter behind her, and the demon, putting King Bada on his shoulder, flew off with them and soon brought them to the palace of Queen Lab. When the queen sat down on the throne, she looked at King Bada and said,
You worthless fellow, here I am. I have attained my wish, and I will show you what I will do to you and to that wretched old fava bean seller. Oh, how many favours have I done him, and how ill he has served me! For you succeeded with me only with his help.
Then she took water and sprinkled him with it, saying,
Leave this form and turn into the ugliest of birds.
And he at once turned into an ugly bird. Then she put him in a cage and withheld from him all food and water. But one of her women took pity on him and gave him food and water without the queen's knowledge. Then she went to the old man and told him what had happened, and informed him that the queen intended to destroy his nephew. He thought it over, pondering what to do with the queen, and finally said,
I must take this city from her.
Then he gave a loud whistle, and there appeared before him a demon with four wings, to whom he said,
O Bark, take this girl who has pitied King Bada, and given him food and water, and carry her to the city of Julinar of the Sea and her mother Farasha, who are the most powerful magicians on the face of the earth. and tell them that King Bada is Queen Lab's captive.
The demon took her, and flying off with her, soon set her down on the roof of Queen Julanar's palace. The girl descended from the roof, and going into the queen, kissed the ground before her, and told her what had happened to her son from the beginning to end. Julanar rose and kissed her face and thanked her. Then she ordered the drums to beat in the city in celebration, and informed her family that King Bada had been found. Then Julanar and her mother Farasha and her brother Sa'i summoned all the tribes of demons and the troops of the sea, for the kings of the demons obeyed them ever since the capture of King Al-Shalmandal. Then they all flew up into the air, and descending on the city of the magicians, attacked the city and the palace, and killed all the inhabitants in the twinkling of an eye. Then Julanar asked the girl, "Where is my son?" The girl brought the cage and set it before her. And Julanar took the bird out of the cage, and taking water in her hand, sprinkled the bird with it, saying, "Leave this form, and return to your human form by the power of the God of the world." And no sooner had she finished than King Bada changed into a fully fledged man. Then she embraced him and wept, as did his uncle Sa'i and his grandmother Farasha and his cousins, who fell on him, kissing his hands and feet. Then Julanar sent for Abdallah, the old fava bean seller, and when he presented himself to her, she thanked him for his kindness to her son and married him to the girl whom he had dispatched to her with King Bada's news. But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 270th night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that the old man married the girl, as Julanar had wished." Then King Bada said to his mother, "O mother, nothing remains except that I should get married and unite us all." His mother replied, "My son, this is an excellent idea. But wait until we inquire who is suitable from among the daughters of the kings." His grandmother Farasha and his uncle Sa'i and his cousin said, "O King Bada, we will endeavour at once to get you what you desire." Then each of them went out to search throughout the country, while Julanar sent out her waiting women on the backs of demons, saying to them, "Leave not a province or a city or a king's palace without noting every beautiful girl there." When King Bada saw what his mother Julanar had done, he said to her, "Mother, stop this, for none will satisfy me." But morning overtook Shahrazad, and she lapsed into silence. The 271st night. The following night, Shahrazad said, "I heard, O happy king, that King Bada said to his mother Julanar, 'None will satisfy me save Princess Jauhara, the daughter of King Al-Shamandal, for she is, like her name, truly a jewel.'" His mother replied, "Son, she is yours." Then she sent at once for King Al-Shamandal, who was immediately brought and kissed the ground before her. Then she sent for her son, King Bada, informing him that Al-Shamandal was in her presence. King Bada came and bade him welcome. And when he demanded his daughter Jauhara in marriage, King Al-Shamandal replied, "She is your servant and at your disposal." Then he dispatched some of his officers, bidding them go to his city, inform his daughter Jauhara that he was with King Bada, and bring her back with him. The officers flew up into the air, and a while later returned with Princess Jauhara. When she saw her father, she went up to him, embraced him, and wept. Then he turned to her and said, "Oh, my daughter, I have given you in marriage to this gallant king and valiant lion, King Bada, for he is the best, the most handsome, and the most exalted man in this age, and none is worthy of him but you, and none is worthy of you but him." She replied, "O father, I cannot disobey you. Do as you wish." So they summoned the legal witnesses and drew up the marriage contract. Then they beat the drums in celebration and opened the prisons and clothed the widows and orphans and bestowed robes of honour on the princes and lords of the realm. Then they held a wedding feast, giving banquets and celebrating day and night for 10 days, at the end of which they unveiled the bride in 7 different robes. Then King Bada went in to Princess Jauhara and took her virginity. And when he found that she had been a virgin, he rejoiced. And they loved one another exceedingly. Then he bestowed a robe of honour on her father, King Al-Shamandal, gave him riches and sent him happy to his home and country. And then King Bada and his wife and mother and relatives continued to enjoy life until they were overtaken by the breaker of ties and destroyer of delights. And this is the completion and the end of their story. Translator's Postscript. Tradition has it that in the course of time, Shahrazad bore Shahryar 3 children, and that having learned to trust and love her, he spared her life and kept her as his queen.